Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to our Get Into Action and Friday's Care to Share call. My name is Mia Farias. I'm founder of LaBelle Baskets. And as always, guys, I want to say thank you to all the gifting experts who continue to show up on this incredible call every Friday afternoon. And a special welcome, if you're new and you're on this call, welcome to our LaBelle Baskets family. I want to say thank you to all of you and much success on your journey here with us. And as I say on the beginning of every call, guys, you really, in order to step up your game, you have to step into the business, which means be on the Facebook group. If you choose not to be on there, make sure that you are following the training site. We keep updating it. Make sure you're emailing us a support. If you're part of a team, always be in contact with your mentor or even people, you know, within your team. It's nice to stay plugged in and know that you have people around you who are doing the same thing. Number one, it makes you feel like you're not alone doing it, okay? It empowers you to want to do more. You can exchange ideas. Anything could happen, but being all by yourself, unless you're, you know, if you could do this all by yourself without any mentoring or anything, that's good for you too. But I'm just saying, teamwork really does make the dream work. And just stay connected with each other, okay? So I hope all of you are safe. I hope all of you are healthy. And I know it's been crazy with this weather. And all of a sudden, now here in New York, it's sunny. And I have all the windows open. And I don't know. But hopefully, it'll continue this way. But wherever you are, I hope you're safe and you're warm. Or you're if you're somewhere cold, that you're warm. If you're somewhere hot, that you're keeping cool. But I do send my love and prayers out to all of you, okay? Now, I know, let's see here, Monday is March 1st, am I correct? Yeah, so here it is, guys. We're going into a brand new month. So since we have our calls on Fridays, let me go over our first of the month gift items. So first I want to say happy birthday. Yeah, it's going to be my birthday too. I sound like a little kid. But March is a big month for my family. There's so many of us are in March. But I do want to say happy birthday to all of my gifting experts out there who are March babies as myself. I want to wish you the very best in your new year to be full of love and happiness and a lot of success. And, you know, as I say, I'm always hopeful that things are going to go in the right direction where we have some type of normal. Okay, the candle of the month for March will be honeysuckle jasmine. That smells really, I'm not really good with the jasmine. Like, I go ups and downs with that. But when they mix it in with the honeysuckle, it really smells really good. I've had this candle before. So that's going to be our March candle of the month. The cookie of the month, it's usually for March. We usually do 5 cookies, and the 6th cookie is some type of flower. I think Easter is in April, so we'll do something for Easter, the 6th cookie in April. But for March, we'll do probably a pretty flower. I don't know what color. We'll choose something. The crystal for the month for March is aquamarine. It's that pretty blue color. Of course, you know the crystals come with that really nice tree. Motivational charm that they could add, okay? And then, of course, on March 1st, we'll be announcing the gift basket winner, as we always do, okay? So with a new month, there comes a new season, right, guys? Yes, yeah, spring. I'm so excited. So what are our plans? It's about keep pushing forward to have an amazing month. I mean, look, January's gone. February's almost gone. Time waits for no one. So keep focusing on the categories, focus on our services, our products. If you're into building a team, I know so many of you want to build a team. You always tell me, Mia, it's not that easy. It can be if you put yourself out there with different wording and start having conversations with people to really join our business opportunity here. But I feel every month is almost like a reset for us. It's like a new beginning for all of you. And for the company as well. So whatever's left for February, we'll focus on, you know, the occasions, everyday happy birthdays and all that, and the thank yous. And as we go into March, you know, we'll have a few things going on with March and going into April and the rest of the month, going into the summer months, right? So let me go into real quickly our partnering manufacturers, our warehouses, update. So with California Warehouse, we are still patiently waiting for Starbucks. As you could see, if you go into our store, we don't have any Starbucks. I left one, and it's just sold out. But, you know, I'm waiting. Again, I hope they get them soon. It's not our warehouse. We actually get this stuff from Starbucks. They put them together for us. So they're behind on keeping up with orders right now and filling stock. Also, our personalized gifts, they're getting better. I'm so happy. We had a few orders that came in like a week ago, and they all shipped out already. So basically what I'm seeing with our personalized gifts, if they have the item in stock, it's going to go out right away now. So that's a good thing. My problem is really keeping up with the inventory. So my team is updating every category. I don't know where they're up to right now. I didn't ask. But they're updating each category. And if a customer does happen to place an order, and once, as I mentioned last week, as soon as we get the order, that maybe 5 to 10 minutes later, we are calling them, we are checking. So in case we don't have it in stock, we will actually tell the customer we have something else that's close to what they were looking for. But if we don't, I know it's disappointing, but that's the only way we could do it right now. But as long as we catch the order really fast and not wait a day or two or 3 days to go by and then we contact the customer, that's not good. So we're really keeping up with that category. Also with the free shipping, you know, nice orders are coming in. I do want that category to get, you know, pick up a little bit more. I put it on top so customers could see it, but it really is up to you guys to really start advertising it. I know I want to add more to the gourmet section. It's a nice category, but I think we can fill it up a little bit more. So we will be adding more, and we're going to continue to add a little more so it could look a lot fuller, okay? Now, as you can see on Facebook, from last week to this week, we even posted, I think they posted one today on the Facebook group, on our Facebook corporate page, that the message on the vase, and then we have the picture on the vase. I think those are great additions. They're special. They went up a little bit on price because obviously they're creating something. I know many of you are asking, is it a glass vase? Yes, it is. It's a glass vase. I'm getting an order today, so I'm waiting for my UPS guy. So remember, guys, these are not delivered by our local network or florist in your neighborhood. These are actually coming from California, and they're made out there, and then they're shipped in a box. So I ordered purple roses for myself today as a treat. I ordered them. So I want to see how it looks, and I'll show you and see what they did. But the thing is, I did give out a few for Valentine's Day, and everybody loved them. It's something that they could have for a long time. And as I said, the paper doesn't get wet. It's inside the glass vase. So I think that it is a great idea. It's getting really personal. I think a lot will be sold. I know many of you, which all of us do, we always send flowers or, you know, any type of crosses or, you know, big floral arrangements when it comes to funerals. And we know during funerals, some people just say, we have so many flowers there. And the people don't take them home. You know that the funeral keeps most of them, and then they'll take a few of them to the cemetery or however that person's going to get, you know, buried or whatever. But this is great if you want to send somebody one to their home, to the family's home, so they can have a vase that has the person on the vase. So there's a lot of personal touches to this thing that I really love. If it's birthdays, even for girls, you know, young girls who could start getting flowers already, they'll enjoy their pretty faces on the vases or whoever. But whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, I think it's really, really good. Does anybody have any questions about these message on a vase or the picture on a vase? Anybody? Press 5 star. Anybody? Okay. So, like I said, everything is pretty much up to date when it comes to those two categories on our stores. The customer places the order for the picture of the vase. They could write the name of the person. It's like a few characters they could put on top of the picture, a few categories they could, a few characters they could put on the bottom. So it could say, you know, happy birthday, Mary. And then we could close it out, love you so much, your sister, your brother, or, you know, your coworkers. So basically that's how much we could put on, because you do want to see the person's face. We want to put too much characters on it. And then they have to, or you guys help them out, they would email the picture to us. I'm hoping that the system, they could create a code where the customer could actually upload the picture to the system. That's on my wish list with them, so we'll see what happens. But for now, they could email us so we could actually look over the picture, see that it's not blurry, just like the logo cookies. We look over the picture, and we make sure, you know, everything looks nice before we start printing it out. Same thing with the message on a vase, that we don't need a picture. Basically, they could pick any of the quotes that we already have set up, and or they could actually write their own, which I think is really nice. You know, they could write whatever they want. They could say, as I said last week, will you marry me? It could be any wording. So, again, two great gifts that we could give them, okay? Let's see here. So, as we add new items and we keep building, what's our mission now? Well, it really is about, as I said before, we're going to work through March. It's Mondays, you know, Monday starts the beginning of the month. We're going to put some baskets in for St. Patrick's Day. I think we have about four or five and some chocolates, some covered chocolates, strawberries I think they have this year. But I got to look into that. And then, of course, you know, Easter we have, which is Sunday. We're going to build that. Okay, Easter's on April 4th, so that's good. So I'm hoping to have the Easter category up early so we could start putting it out there as well. So, guys, you know, as I say to all of you every week, you know, we don't want to make this business a difficult one, and it shouldn't be. I know many of you are trying really hard, and trying means like you're on social media, you're doing emails, and you're doing everything you can to market on your social medias. But I just want to say this, you know, as we move forward, as we always do every month, every day, I think most of you could agree with me that 2020 didn't really go as planned for a lot of people, for everybody, a lot of ups and downs. And with this global pandemic and we had economic uncertainties, a lot of other crazy events that are affecting our lives. Then all of a sudden, 2021 comes in. We have all this weather stuff. You know, the universe, however you want to call it, it's constantly going to challenge us, But we have to stay agile. We have to keep moving forward. And if you're feeling some concern about how to stay competitive with everybody else out there, you're not alone, guys. You know, we're constantly trying to figure out how to reinvent the wheels here. We really do. But we need to stay focused. We need to continue to educate ourselves. We want all of you to thrive. We want you guys to get a paycheck every, you know, twice a month, you know, Monday's payroll. You want to be part of that payroll every month. And we want all of you to really have a successful business here. So what do we have to do? So number one, we have to ask ourselves these. Have our customers' lives changed through the past year? Absolutely. So many things have changed. Have their priorities shifted? Absolutely. People are seeing things that they never saw before. People are doing things that they never did before. People are realizing things that they never realized before. Are people spending their time differently now? Yes, we all are. You know, we all are. And we have to go with what's going on right now. Has their buying power changed? And of course it has, guys. Online orders are skyrocketing to the roof. And I'm sure you're part of that. whether you're buying Lobella or somebody else, I'm sure you have packages coming today at your door. But that's what's happening right now. Because people are staying home more than before, online orders have really, really picked up. And I want all of you to have a piece of that action. So you have to be part of social media frenzy. You really do. And people are on their phones. We have to realize that people are on their phones all day long, all day, all night. People sleep with their phones, you know. And we got to tell them to get off of your phones, you know, and pay attention. So at that moment, that's when you have the opportunity for your business to pop up. Somewhere along that person holding, you know, their phone in their hand or if they're on their computer, your business should pop up somewhere, whether it's through an email, whether it's through a private message, whether it's a Facebook post, whether it's an Instagram post. Maybe you are tackling TikTok, which is like the biggest thing right now. And then, of course, you have to see what services do we provide here. We have three brand new categories. Are you putting it out there already, like the free shipping, the picture on the vase, the message on the vase? We have our logo cookies. We have our corporate accounts. There's so much that you have to put out there. I know it sounds like a lot of work, but it is. It's work. And you have to show up on this social media. Your customers, they want to hear from you because that's how every company, this is what everybody's doing. They want to hear from the influencers. Like if they have a new makeup or a new skincare line or new chocolates they're creating or however, people are waiting for that person to show it again or to show reviews about it. People are connecting with each other on Facebook, you know, FaceTime. They're doing Google. There's a thing now they called Google Hangout. They're doing event partying on Facebook, you know, doing events. They're DMing them on Facebook. There's so many things that you could do. There really is. So you have to be part of this trend right now. And this trend is only going to keep moving forward. Even if the world goes back to some type of normal, where the masks come off, it's still going to be a different world out there because people are realizing that not everybody has to be at their job anymore. All these stores don't really have to exist when I could get it online and have it shipped to my home. So things are going to be changing, and you have to be a part of this change. And then on top of that, we call you gifting experts because we want you to be part of that whole personal shopper experience. We want our customers to feel that, which many of you do. I am so proud of you. You guys are so hands-on when it comes to your services and with your customers. And that's what keeps the customers to keep coming back. Because sometimes when we call your customers, they always tell us something so nice about you guys. And that makes me so proud. So that's that personal touch that we could do, you know, for this business. And that's what's going to grow your business as well. So use this time, guys, to keep working, keep increasing your visibility. Presence online, I'm going to keep repeating this, is so important. Don't put it off because you have no time, or I don't know what I'm doing, or I'm going to make a mistake, or I've done it before, it didn't work for me, I don't have the money, I don't know how to create an email, I don't know how to make a picture smaller. We could go through the excuses, which I could go through the excuses all day long. If you do not know how to do something, ask. If you do not know how to design something, just go to YouTube. Go to our training site. We keep building the section where, you know, we're telling people to go on Canva. There's a company now, and these are all free. Who does not love free stuff? Okay, so learn your website, learn your products, start email marketing. Maybe you could build yourself a little blog. Start doing your Instagram. You know, constantly do your social media posts. Now it's time to get to work, guys. You cannot sleep on your business, nor can you hold yourself back because of any fears or excuses. You have to step out of the box. You really do. If you want this business to grow, you have to grow with it. And what I mean by that is that you have to really, really educate yourselves. And that's really, really important. Okay? So, guys, any questions? Any questions? Let me see. Press 5-star if you have any questions. Well, let me open up the lines. I know I have, I don't know if it's my headphones or if it's my phone, but I'm having this weird, like, windy background noise. So I don't know. It's maybe it's my headphones. But hold on one second. Let me open up the line. Do you guys hear that?
No.
I feel like I'm on the. I feel like I'm on the beach. It feels like the waves.
No, you're fine.
Okay, good. I just hear it then. So it has to be my headphones. Maybe they're too loud. So, guys, what do you think? I mean, do you like all the products that we're putting in?
Yes.
Any, you do?
Yes.
Okay, good. Did you guys put out there any of the vases right now? Any type of reactions or not yet?
Yes.
Oh, people like it? People like it? Yeah,
yes.
I can't wait to...
That'll,
good.
I posted it on my wall.
Okay, good.
I asked people what the message is. Somebody said to put, I am enough.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. If they don't like, I didn't want to add too many. Because then it gets too over. But if someone likes a quote of the day or they want to send some inspiration, it could be a biblical quote, it could be a motivational quote, inspirational quote, whatever. You know, as long as they type it in nicely, we'll type it on the vase, which I think that's so special, don't you think? It is Linda, right? So you to Linda?
Yes, very
yeah,
special. I wanted to ask you, is there like a limit on the create your own message? Because you can't fit everything. Like, what if somebody wanted to do like a short poem or something? So should we have a limit on that?
I think it would be, it depends how big the font is. Like, if
right.
it's just a few words, they're going to create bigger fonts. If it's a lot of words, they'll make the font smaller.
They'll fill it.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
But you don't want a whole love letter.
If somebody asks, I just want to know what to say.
Yeah. I guess, you know, maybe 4 or 5, like a one little paragraph. I'm sure we could fit it.
That sounds good. I could work with that.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is, a nice little touch. We just got to put it out there. So we're going to create a lot more graphics and take pictures. If any of your customers do buy one, ask them to take pictures. And we'll do that as well. We'll buy a few and take pictures of them and start posting them all over the place. So does anybody else? Thank you, Linda. Does anybody else have any other questions? Okay, I see a lot of people on the call, but not like I normally see a lot of people. But I hope everybody listens to the call. I know it's nice weather in many places. I know kids are home still, and I know busy moms are out there. So I hope please listen to the call later on. And I think anybody has any questions before we go? I don't think I missed anything. Anybody? Okay, so let's, you know, as I said, it's going to be a new month on Monday. Well, let me just, because this background noise is nice, but it's not nice. Hold on. Okay, wow, what a difference. Okay, so as I said, you know, March starts on Monday. Let's make it a great month. Let's put our thinking hats. You come up with any ideas and you want to share them with us, you could always email support. And we'll put it on Facebook. We could put it in our newsletter, which will go out later on today or tomorrow with all the updates. But just keep moving forward, guys. You know, we've been here. We're in our 12th year. I still can't believe that when I say that number. And it's all about keep moving with the times. And the times are, they're going to continue to keep changing. And all we could do is change with them. Sometimes I look at our products and I go, is there anything that I'm missing? And I don't think there is. I mean, we have jewelry. We have so much stuff. I'm hoping with the spring comes a lot more flower orders, a lot of gift basket orders. You could really start connecting with corporate. I know we want to touch on that, like how to write a letter to a corporation. You could start now. So we could start preparing for the fall and going into the holiday season, which I'm not trying to think about right now, but we have to prepare. Just like in retail, they're always a year ahead of themselves, whether it's fashion or anything, you're always a year ahead of yourself. So these are the little things that we want to start building and help each other out, okay? So I'm going to open up the line. Have a beautiful day. Have a beautiful weekend. And I'll see you guys next week. But, you know, we're always here. Send us an email. Thank you, guys. Thank you for being on the call.
Thank you, Mia.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Thank you for being on the call.